Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by the team down at Bruin Point Elementary. We have Principal Cindy Garcia, Tyler Grundy, and Chelsea Pogline. It's a pleasure to have all of you on. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, yeah, you guys have had about a month now to kind of get back from the winter break. You know, that's always one of the more challenging times of the school year, I feel, is especially in elementary. You're coming back from the winter break. These kids are excited about Christmas and all the other stuff they had going on, but now they have to get back into school. So what has that first month back from break been like for you guys?
Well, we completed our middle of year data, and we have significant amounts of growth in our students, so we are headed in the right direction to hit our end of year school goals. Our teachers have been really busy participating in professional development through our CCALA trainer for our new school curriculum, and they are doing such a fantastic job, and we're highly complimented by this trainer and for their overall enthusiasm and interest in their desire to help our students grow and learn. So we are seeing lots of growth in our students.
And, you know, I really like the data-driven approach that the Carbon School District takes to these kind of things. I love that you're collecting data constantly. You're looking to find ways where not only the teachers can improve, but where you can help the students improve. And I really love the approach that you guys are taking there at Bruin Point. Now, looking at that mid-year data, is there any particular emphasis that you guys are going to be putting on in terms of what curriculum you're going to want to study going into the rest of the school year?
Yeah, so one of the things that the teachers have really been working hard on in the last few weeks coming back from Christmas break is working towards getting a mission statement and a vision statement for everybody to buy into. We feel that at our school that's something that we feel is very important for all of our stakeholders to be a part of, and we feel that with doing that, academic success, behavioral success, and everything else will come along with that. So we've come up with some school values, and now it's just kind of getting those things put into motion and getting those things taken care of for our students and stakeholders in East Carbon. And we want everybody to be on board. And I think that with that, like I said, I think success will come.
And Mr. Grundy, you being a fifth grade teacher there at the school, you can probably give us more of the upper grade perspective here. Is there anything you're seeing among the students that you're really surprised by or impressed by?
So it's real funny how, you know, I'm the older teacher of the, or not myself being older, but the students, the oldest, you know, as far as the highest grade. And, you know, these kids, they want to learn. They're here to learn. They want to work hard. Mrs. Garcia and Mrs. Pogline brought back from a conference something called Goal Getters. And we have been working really hard on getting students to see their success. And when they do something successful, they get a punch on a punch card. And when they complete 10 punches on that punch card, then they get a little reward. And some of them, those rewards go into being a teacher for 20 minutes, a janitor, a principal, a secretary. And they have really bought into that. These kids are so excited. They're working hard. And it's so exciting to see even fifth graders wanting to do that. So it's cool.
Yeah. And these jobs also have helped reinforce our core values that we're implementing and teaching them different responsibilities and accountability and respect, and also developing connections within our school, within different grade levels and with different teachers to student relationships.
And with me being on the other end of the spectrum, Mr. Grundy's fifth grade, I'm first grade. It's also really impressive to see even young first graders. They're very specific with their goals. They know exactly what they're working for, and they've learned that setting those little goals, they can attain the larger goals. They'll tell you exactly what they're working towards, and that's been really rewarding for us to see.
That's really impressive to get first graders and up on board with something like that. I love that you're having them set goals and you're, you know, teaching them a lot of these real world skills that they're going to really carry throughout their lifetime. And at such a young age, I think this is going to be extremely beneficial for them. Now, Ms. Pogline, you talked about it a little bit with being the first graders' impact in that program. What else are you seeing in terms of lower grade, you know, first through third? Are you seeing anything that you're really liking?
Yeah, like with that, the growth in reading and math because of those goals, They're just always wanting to get a punch on their little punch card. So they know what they're working towards constantly. So the growth we're seeing in reading and math both has been really impressive. The excitement, we thought maybe there would be a little bit of competitiveness with comparing one another, but there hasn't been. They're just excited for one another. When one gets attains a goal, they just celebrate each other. So it's been awesome.
So in terms of numbers, our end of year goal for reading growth is 68%, and mid-year, our Acadience reading data showed that our school was overall at 77%. So we are definitely seeing some great numbers increase in growth.
Yeah, you guys are definitely getting up there. Those are some impressive numbers that you guys have been able to put up in those two departments. So props to you guys for really finding ways to get through to these kids and really emphasize a lot of these educational aspects to them. Now, we've talked about the education side. We've talked about the teaching side. Let's talk about a little, teaching's fun, but let's talk about the activity side, something which I know the kids and teachers alike are usually looking forward to. So what do you guys have coming up at the school?
Well, we have a lot of things coming up, but I would like to just mention one thing that we had, and we had tremendous support from our community, and that was at our Christmas program. Really quickly, we had our students decorate a stocking, a Christmas stocking, and hang them in our halls. And we had Carbon Medical and Miners and the Candelaria family and others in the community donate. Carbon Medical donated a 12-pack of socks and toothbrushes and toothpaste for all of our students. Miners donated candy and oranges, and the Candelaria family also donated socks and other clothing items for our school. So we just want to say thank you for that activity, because we couldn't do these things without those donations. And for our go-getters, we had Miners donate so that we could purchase a trampoline and an electric scooter and a swimming pool for the end-of-year giveaway for our go-getters. So we'll do a drawing at the end of the school year. So I just wanted to throw that out there really quickly. And end-of-year activities, what we have coming up, we have our school spelling bee on the 31st, so we would like to invite parents out to join us for that. We'd also have we have a wonderful PTO who is so on top of things, and this is, I believe, their third year, so prior to that, we did not have a PTA or a PTO, so they've really stepped up and helped our school do a lot of fundraising. So we do have our school-wide PTO bingo night on March 6th at 6 p.m., so we would like to invite everybody in the Price area to come out and play some bingo at our school. On the 12th and 13th, Juicer's Burger Bar at Miners, they are, on those 2 days, our school will be receiving a portion of all those sales. So drive out here to East Carbon, get you some salsa. They have the best. And have lunch or dinner at Miners. And then we have, they will also, you can purchase tickets for a 42-inch smart TV that will be raffled off during that time. So come on out and help support our school that way. We also are starting up the NASP archery program in our school. So we're just finishing up our certification, so that's something nice. And again, we are just working on really, really hard reaching those goals. We have the best staff. One great thing that we got to implement was increasing our preschool hours from 2 hours a day for our four-year-olds to 4 hours a day, which is amazing. So thanks to Danny and Justin for supplying transportation. So that was awesome. That's something great that we have going on out here. So we look forward to seeing those increases in our students coming in for kindergarten.
I really love the dynamic you guys have at Bruin Point, all the community collaboration. It just puts the biggest smile on my face knowing that you guys have the support of the community and you support them right back. It's just so fun to see stuff like that. Now, Mr. Grundy, Ms. Pogline, and Principal Garcia, unfortunately we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just thank you guys for doing this. It's nice to get East Carbon out there and people to hear what we're doing out here, because we have a great community out here of kids, people, staff, and we appreciate you guys. So thank you.
And our parents. Thank you to our parents.
Yes, parents too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you guys. Thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Tyler Grundy, Chelsea Pogline, and Principal Cindy Garcia from Point Elementary. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.